Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, a trip to the Grand Canyon, Vanessa May, Dua Kalixa, and yes, some oboe music. To begin, an excerpt from Bizet's Symphony in C. He was just 17 when he wrote this delightful symphony, and it was not until after his death that the manuscript was actually discovered. It did pass through some prestigious hands and had its first performance at the Vassal in 1935. That was 80 years after it was written. And you can hear the youthful joy and spontaneity in the piece. We're going to sample the third movement, the Allegro Vivace, with the French National Radio Orchestra and Sir Thomas Beecham. Thank you. That was the French National Radio Orchestra with none other than Sir Thomas Beecham directing, and the very cheerful and sprightly third movement from Bizet's Symphony in C. And now some music by the tenors who started it all, the tenor trend, as I call it, the originals, which were Luciano Pavarotti, Placido Domingo, and José Carreras. From the disc Arias by the world's favorite tenors, here are a few samples who set the bar.
Tuttavia splende il castello, ah, scarsa fu la notte al tripudio, ingrata donna, mentre io mi struggo in disperato pianto, tu ridi esulti accanto al felice consorte. Tu delle gioie in seno, tu delle gioie in seno, quel marmo dispregiato, ma mai non passar, mio Barbara, né tuo consorte al lato.
Lenti spiriti, il giovani l'ardore, della tempro col placido sorriso dell'amor, dell'amor. Dal di che disse vivere, io voglio a te fedel, dell'universo in me. Quasi in ciel, dal di che disse vivere, io voglio a te fedela, sì, dell'universo in me more, io vivo quasi, io vivo quasi in ciel, io vivo in ciel, dell'universo in me. Io vivo quasi in cielo. sì, io vivo quasi in cielo. Io vivo quasi in ciel.
Some hard acts to follow, but they did start the tenor trend. And that was Placido Domingo and music by Verdi from La Traviata. And prior to that, we heard some music by Don Zanetti with Luciano Pavarotti. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And closer to home, an ensemble that has been performing together more than 20 years, they were discovered the passion together for performance back in Stanley Park years ago at a restaurant with a memorable evening of Palm Court music. Love that stuff. Today, a sample or two or three from an earlier offering. Music from the disc Entre Nous. Here is the Suite Populaire Espagnole by Manuel de Falla.
Thank you.
Viveza, and some selections of music by Manuel de Falla from the Suite Populaire Espagnole, from their disc, an early disc of theirs called Entre Nous. We're going to move on to American composer Ferdi Groffé. Now, he's best known for his Grand Canyon Suite. It was first performed back in November of 1931 and went on to become one of the most frequently performed American concert scores. Now, Groffé himself came from a musical family and performed as a piano player and violinist from the silent movie sets, that sounds so cool, in L.A., and today a performer in honor of Lauren Mazel, who did pass away last July. Now, most of you may know that he was a fantastic American conductor, violinist, and composer. He did make his debut at the conducting podium at the age of 8 and directed lots of different orchestras, including the Cleveland Orchestra, l'Orchestre National de France, the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra, the New York Phil, among many other posts. He was well regarded for his baton techniques. And also, get this, he had a photographic memory for scores. Just perfect skills for a conductor. This performance is in his honor, and it is with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. This is the Grand Canyon Suite in 5 movements from sunrise to sunset. We are going to hear, appropriately, Sunset with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Thank you. Lauren Mazel, directing the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. That was Sunset from Ferde Grofe's Grand Canyon Suite. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time, regular listeners may know, or new listeners, hey, why not? It is the time that we feature the instrument called the oboe and music that is written for it. Today, we're going to be doing it in chamber music, and I stumbled across this great disc called Canadian Oboe Quartets. Fantastic. It's all Canadians or people that are playing in Canadian orchestras on the roster. All bonus, all Canadian composers as well. The disc is called Canadian Oboe Quartets and features some phenomenal talents. We're going to listen to some music today by Michael Oosterle. Now, he was born in Germany but moved to Montreal. His works are well around the world. They've been commissioned by the likes of the Berlin Radio Symphony, the Chicago Civic Orchestra, the Manitoba Chamber Orchestra, and the list goes on. The work that we're going to hear is called Sunspot Letters, based on letters which were exchanged between Galilei and Mark Wiesner at In 1612, Galileo explained that the sunspots are something on the surface of the sun which would discover the true nature of the universe. I guess we're going to have to stare at the sun, but, you know, not too directly. Might not be a good idea. All the works on this CD were inspired by the 250th anniversary of Mozart's death. And just like the sunspots from the sun, here is the Quartet Canadien avec Ottawa. Thank you.
Thank you.
the Gallery Players of Niagara. And that was music by Michael Oysterle and Sunspot Letters. We're going to continue with some music by Bach, his Toccata and Fugue in D minor. Now, this is in a performance, not on organ, but on violin by Vanessa May when she was quite the young thing. Vanessa May was born back in 1978 and is a British violinist. People have referred to her musical style as violin techno-acoustic fusion. That's kind of cool. She was a former child prodigy and became a very successful crossover violinist. One of the first to take it to that step, with album sales reaching in the millions, having made her the wealthiest young entertainer in the UK back in 2006. And she's definitely mastered the art of collaborating both pop with classical. And it doesn't hurt that she's kind of good on the eyes as well. Now, at the age of 13, she was the youngest soloist to record both the Beethoven and Tchaikovsky violin concertos. And that's according to the Guinness World Records. She also is a great skier, if you follow her career. She has skied since the age of 5 and competed in the 2014 Winter Olympics as a downhill skier representing Thailand. Now, since the beginning of her musical career, she did bring controversy. And yes, this did trickle into her snow sport career as well. It seems that even though she was qualified to do the giant slalom in Sochi, she has now been barred from the sport for the next 4 years. Apparently, finishing positions were not apparently all they seemed to be. A number of those that she had beaten had not actually taken part. The race organizers who colluded with May are also facing bans. But you know what? We don't care. She's a great violin player and quite candid about her personal life. She's quoted as saying, "You don't need a ring," and I sing, "You don't need a medal to say I love you." Well, she plays a mean violin. Here is Bach's Toccata and Fugue. I cannot think of a more powerful way to end a program. That was Vanessa May and Bach's Toccata and Fugue. That was from an early recording of hers called The Violin Player. You have been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thank you for listening, and I do hope that you'll join me again next time. Till then.